personal, but these are deeply personal. None of the other gospel writers even dared to write them. You know, only John. And I got to think, well, John, he was writing the personal things. Yeah. The Gospel of John is the personal gospel.
Yeah, it is.
You know, here's Jesus and Nicodemus. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a big crowd. It was just Jesus and Nicodemus. Mm-hmm. And he spent a whole chapter on that.
Yep. One on one, amen.
You know, and then there's the woman of Sychar, the woman in Samaria, in the well. Look how long he spent just talking to her.
Yeah.
Back and forth, just personally.
How important was that?
Personally, right there, back and forth. And then we get five chapters on the upper room.
Yeah.
Jesus with his close-knit group of disciples.
Amen.
Not a big crowd, just them. You know, we just go on down the line, you know. Mount of Transfiguration, just Jesus and three other guys.
Yeah.
So John shows us the personal side of Jesus.
Yes. Yeah.
He's a personal Messiah. He's a personal Savior.
Yeah. That's good.
Anyway, just something that I just thought, it's not a big thing, but and, it's
good. Good.
Also, maybe that's where a lot, you know, corporate worship, corporate come together a lot. But maybe God reveals a lot of revelation through personal contact in small groups.
Mm-hmm. He does. He really does, because he's got more time with it. And he reveals a lot. You know, somebody was telling me, said, well, y'all just a little small group around there. I said, well, Jesus only talked to him. I said, get over it. Get over it. Yeah. Jesus ministered to 12 people all that time. All that good teaching and, you know, who he was. I'm like, Jesus, couldn't you talk 500 or 600 or 800? No, he knew those 12 was going to go and do something great.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, you're around the table, you got to go do something great.
That's right.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. It takes an effort to get out here this morning. My sister said something to me this morning, my sister Porterfield. And it was just so funny, because I really didn't hear her until she walked off and I said, oh, she said something to me. I said, this is one of these early mornings. Usually I'm just, but this morning, I'm just, you know, just connecting. And I laughed so hard, I said, she said something. it didn't get to me until you had walked away, and I said, oh, Lord. But it's okay. When you take this effort to come, the bottom line is what I'm trying to tell you. It takes an effort to come this time in the morning.
Yeah.
And you are blessed from it.
Amen.
Yep. You are blessed. David said, I saw him early, and I got blessed. Mm-hmm. So you're blessed.
Amen.
Go ahead, Dr. Ray.
Nothing's going to send us a song here.
Amen.
Good Father.
All right.
No, Perry was saying.
Tell him why you're singing this.
Happy Father's Day.
All right. Yay. Praise God.
Well, Mary was talking about doing great things. I'd be happy with the little things. You know, he's so personal. I guess I was this morning. We were getting ready to come. You know, and you know, Ray always has something unusual to bring to the table. This morning it was a little red tractor. And I was passing through, and what I'm saying is the Lord was reminding me, I passed by that tractor and I thought, should I pick that up and bring it? Nah, Ray's going to get it. But the Lord was telling me to bring it, because then Ray went off and left it, and so we don't have the little red tractor. And you know, I'm really longing to learn how to
hear his voice.
Yes.
In a way,
to
obey.
To say, oh yes, you know, that was him talking, not, and so.
Well, he's training you from that. You'll learn.
Yes.
From
so he's a good father. He's gentle. He's like kind of me on the little I mean, y'all can imagine the little tractor, you know. Y'all will be okay. We don't have the red tractor this morning.
You painted us a picture, so
you'll have to bring it next week.
I still don't know why he was using it, but he was going to be a good visual. And so this, Mary had asked me to do this, and do you want it with Chris Tomlin, or I have both the karaoke and with Chris Tomlin sing it? We can sing it without Chris Tomlin.
I would like to sing it with Chris.
With Chris? Okay. That too loud?
You can put it up a little higher if you want to. Who I am,
perfect in
kind of shoved out at me. I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you're
perfect. Amen.
I know what you're like. You're good. You're a good father.
Amen.
Yes.
Personal. It's a personal relationship that we have with God.
Yes, yes, yes.
A personal relationship.
Yes.
Is God a God of miracles?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a God of miracles.
Yes, he is.
What they think you're like.
Mm-hmm.
What they think you're like. What they think you're like. The God that comes and he casts out demons. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Prophesies. Tells the future. Spell that right. And he does miracles. Mighty works. Many miracles. Healing people. All kinds of things. So this is certainly what God does, right? So we need to be doing what God does. But God, Jesus had something to say about some folks. He said, many will say in that day, Lord, did we not cast out demons?
Mm-hmm.
Did we not prophesy in your name?
Yeah.
Did we not do many mighty works
in
your name? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what did he say to them?
Apart from me.
No relationship.
Apart from me, workers of iniquity, I never
knew you.
He's a personal God.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a personal relationship.
Yes.
Amen.
He's a guy that's there in the night. Wakes you up in the middle of the night and says,
mm-hmm.
be with me.
Tender whisper.
Pray over this. You need to pray over this. Mm-hmm. Middle of the night, wakes you up.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Pray over this.
Mm-hmm.
It's on my heart. I want to build your heart too.
Mm. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So this is important, but this is not enough. Right? This is important, but it's not enough.
It's
not where you start. This is where you start.
Yeah.
Relationship.
Oh
Amen.
Good fathers.
Yeah.
And the more you know of him, the more words you got. He's an extravagantly generous father.
Amen.
He's always with me.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
This is the key. We often ask people, do you know God? Do you know my Savior? There's a song. Do you know my Savior? Right? But maybe the question we ought to be asking is, does God know you?
I like that.
Does God know you? That's what he says. He said, I never knew you.
Yeah.
I never knew you. Does he know me? Does he know me? Do I open up and share with him what's on my mind, what's deep in my heart? Whoa. Does God know me? There's going to be a lot of folks. Jesus says, going to stand up in the last day and say, look, I know you, God. I've cast out demons in your name. I know you. That doesn't cut it. What cuts it is what he says. Does he know us? Does he know us?
Yeah.
See your name written in this book here. Book of life here. I keep a list of my, this is my, you know, in your phone, you keep a list of all your contacts, you know?
Yeah.
You get you home. You know, we used to have these lists on the refrigerator. We keep people's names and phone numbers and stuff. Are we in Jesus' phone book? Are we in his phone book, you know? Oh, yeah, here's Ray Wilson. Oh, yeah, I got his number right here. I'll call him, give him a talk. You know, we'll talk with him.
So this is, God the Father knows you. He knows everybody. Jesus is the Savior part of God. You have to claim him to know him. Does he know you? He doesn't know you unless you claim him. Because God knows God the Father knows every one of us detailed. You know, he knows all about us. But the Son, that's the Son speaking.
Relationships.
We have to accept him before he knows.
We got a lot of people who know about God. We got a lot of people who know about Jesus. Oh, I can tell y'all guys about things about you. You know, you can find great scholars who've read the books, you know, read the Bible. Yeah, Jesus was like this, Jesus was like this, Jesus was like this, Jesus was like this. Mm-hmm. Right? So we know about God, but do we know God? Mm-hmm. Okay, I can tell you a lot of things about different people I've never met, because I read about them. Mm-hmm. You know,
that is so true.
And I've heard news reports about them, mm-hmm. right? And all this, but if I were to walk up to them, they wouldn't recognize me. You know, they wouldn't recognize me because what? They don't know me. They don't know me, mm-hmm. okay? They haven't talked with me. We haven't talked one-on-one. I haven't shared with them my dreams, my thoughts.
Yeah. You're reminding me of what a preacher said he did one time. He saw this famous basketball guy at the airport, and he stopped him. He told him, he said, I was with you when you made this shot, when you did this, you know, and I saw you when you did, you know. And he said that guy looked at him like, who in the world are you? And he could tell him everything about his shot, his points. I mean, he knew everything about this guy.
Yeah.
And he said, when I left, when that boy went on his way, he said, I felt so bad because I didn't even tell him anything about Jesus. And this guy didn't even know me. And he knew everything. He knew his shot. He knew everything by watching him on TV. Just only watching him on TV.
Sure.
And this guy looked at him like, I don't know you. And walked on away like he wasn't even interested in what he was saying. But he said he felt so bad because he didn't share Jesus with him. He forgot about Jesus. He got so excited about the man, he forgot to say anything about Jesus. And Jesus probably was pulling at him, you know, share me with him.
That's why he had him there, probably.
That's it, Mary. Absolutely. He said, I got so overwhelmed about him telling him all his shots and everything. And this, he said, that didn't excite him at all. That man at all. That man looked at him like, didn't hold no conversation when he went on his way. He said he felt so bad after he thought about it. He said, I didn't say one thing about Jesus, and I'm a preacher. All I wanted to do, tell him every shot and this and that, and I was with you when you did this, and I saw you, you know. And sometimes we can, you know, do that and not even know a person. But he knew everything about this boy. How many championships they won and this and that and everything. He went on and on, but forgot to share Jesus. And that's probably the reason Jesus had him there at that particular time.
Don't you think the preacher's prayed for it since then?
Yeah, I'm sure he did. God's mercy. I'm sure he made up for it. But we got such a good father.
Yes.
Until he understood.
Yeah, he corrected it. An example of that is Job in the Bible. It's an example of that is Job in the Bible.
Job, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now he knows.
Verse 42, chapter 42. Mm-hmm. You know, God told him, said, Job, where were you when I made the earth? You think you know me so well. Where were you when I made the earth? Can you tell me how this? Job said, well, I thought I knew you.
Hearing out of
ear. But I didn't really, did I?
I didn't really know you, you know.
That's a good point.
That's a very good point.
You know, the interesting thing is that this is a turnaround.
Yeah.
Because God knew Job.
Yeah.
God knew Job better than Job. You Job, really.
Yeah.
Mm. But that was God the Father.
Yeah.
With the Son and the Spirit with him. You know, because you can look at the different, but like Jesus could say that because you have to, you can know, you can look and see God, the Father, everywhere. But you have to know Jesus. And he can say, depart from me, I've never knew you, because he's
personal
the only way.
Personal relationship with him.
He's the personal relationship. That's the only way.
But that's, so good, Sister Porterfield. Sometimes we think we can know, you know, all it is about God. But then sometimes we go, Joe said, I thought I knew you. But maybe I don't know you as well as I think you. And you know, Brother David made a point here one time. He said, you know, the more I come, the more I see things I don't know. You know, I see so much I don't know. I just don't know. And that's good because we're learning things that we don't know. Well, God is revealing.
Mary, one thing God revealed to me was, that's my purpose. That's my purpose for existence. My purpose is to learn and grow in relationship and harmony with God. Through the Spirit of Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, it's not to accomplish some great thing.
That's just about
it's not to go around and heal so many people or cast out so many demons or do so many miracles. You know? It's not to go around prophesying. My purpose is to learn and grow. Because I'll always be doing that.
Yeah.
I'll be doing it down here on earth. And when I get to the new heaven, new earth, I'll be doing it there.
Amen.
Because there's always more about God than I haven't learned yet.
Always.
You know? And even after 10,000 years, Brother Thurston, we'll still be it.
We'll still be learning.
God, now what about this? I don't quite understand this, you know?
It said when the angels worship, they're saying hallelujah, hallelujah. And each hallelujah is a different hallelujah. They're saying something they hadn't seen before.
Yeah.
You know, they're just worshiping and, you know. Because we think when we read Revelation, they're being so repeated. They're saying the same thing. Oh, now they're seeing something new
every time.
And it's just a new.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Woo, a new praise. They see something new and they go, woo, hallelujah, woo. Just something. Something continued to us is just repetition. They keep
but they
saying.
See something.
Even the angels learn.
Yeah, they
learn. Right? Who are they learning from? They're learning from us. Things revealed to us that even the angels long to look into. Remember that?
Ooh, that is so true.
So we're all about learning. We're never going to arrive. Okay.
You are so right on that, Brother Ray. They said they're trying to figure out this salvation thing with us. Why does God love us so much? You know. He's a good father.
Yeah. He's a good father.
Has something to do with our circulation system. How intricate can you get and be wise? I mean, you know, and we figured that out. So the North Pole, so the magnets, it's the magnetic field helps our circulation system. God, and the people say there's no God.
Jesus.
Well, I tell you, this is a good point for us to start. I think she's just about getting
everything. Oh God, we're going on.
So
yeah.
Let's pray. And I tell you, I'm just gonna. Start with a prayer that we can all pray together.
Amen.
Our Father,
amen.
Which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Muffin. He's a good father.